In downtown Nashville this morning, Jeremy Schott and his wife awoke to what they thought was the loudest thunderclap they'd ever heard. Their windows rattled and the building shook. Then they realized it wasn't raining.
And so we ran out into the living room and just saw within probably 30 seconds, sirens and fire trucks, ambulances heading toward downtown. It was just devastation. Second Avenue was on fire.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake said the explosion was from an RV on the street that was intentionally blown up, injuring three people. He said investigators found tissue that could be human remains, but police have not confirmed any fatalities. Mayor John Cooper spoke at a press conference after surveying the damage.
We're not going to rest until those responsible for this outrageous and cowardly attack are brought to justice.
Jeremy Schott says he and his wife were confused and terrified for a while, but he is relatively glad that the explosion happened at 6:30 on Christmas morning.
If it were 10 p.m. on a Friday, there would be hundreds of people dead.
Authorities say there doesn't appear to be an additional threat. The FBI is now taking over the investigation.